A new campaign on Pensacola Beach is making sure visitors and locals know all the rules of proper beach etiquette while soaking up the sun. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
If you've been out to Pensacola Beach anytime this summer, you've seen them, large portable party tents used as beach umbrellas. And for the most part, everyone thinks that's great. The problem starts when the sun goes down, but the tents stay up.
We are requesting that they remove these tents and all personal items from the beach at the end of each beach day.
Robbie Schrock is the director of administration at the Santa Rosa Island Authority. She says some beachgoers have been leaving the tents up overnight, some for days or weeks, to preserve their spot on the beach. Schrock says that can create a hazard along the sand.
Everything from sea turtles, you know, the sea turtle nesting season, to some parts of the beach are narrower than others. And, you know, our lifeguard trucks, public safety issues. And sometimes, you know, we get these bad afternoon storms. And, you know, if you have a tent out there and it's not staked down, it can get picked up by the wind or even picked up by the waves and, you know, thrown back into the Gulf. We definitely don't want any of that happening.
To help get the word out, the Santa Rosa Island Authority created magnets with beach do's and don'ts printed on them that were distributed to rental properties along the beach. They also enlisted the help of some volunteer beach ambassadors.
We have several folks that are actually island residents and several that are just born and raised in the area and just, you know, are trying to help out the community. And what these volunteers will be doing and have started doing probably about 2 weeks ago is they're strolling up and down the beach on one of our gators, and they are approaching people that have the big pop-up tents out on the beach and just kind of, you know, introducing themselves and finding out, you know, where the people are from and then just kind of getting to know them a little bit. 90% of them are agreeable, didn't realize that's something that we wanted. You know, maybe they've just seen other people doing it, so they decided to leave their tent frame up. And so most of them have no problem at all moving them, you know, taking them off the beach at the end of the day.
The ambassadors are also tagging tents on the beach with no people around, with a reminder about taking the tent down if they're going to be left unattended. The beach ambassadors are also clearing debris and filling in any deep holes that were left on the beach and could be a safety hazard. Schrock says they prefer to use the ambassadors rather than pass an ordinance outlawing the tents, as some other beaches in the region have already done.
You know, that would just be one more layer of government, one more, you know, ticket or fine that somebody could receive. And, you know, we don't want that. We just want, you know, everyone to comply with what we're asking in our efforts. And I'm hopefully trying to have to avoid that.
The beach ambassadors roam the sand various times during the day, mostly in the morning, and will be on duty at least through Labor Day, perhaps later into the month of September if the crowds on the beach keep coming. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.